ABC Radio Australia.
Well, can sports be used to improve diplomatic relations and also improve the lives of people in developing countries? Those are the questions considered by sporting and political heavyweights at a gathering organised by the Fiji High Commissioner to Australia in Brisbane last night. It follows a recent thawing in relations between Fiji and Australia and Australia's promotion of sports diplomacy as a foreign policy tool. Our reporter Liam Fox was at the meeting. Liam, this meeting last night follows the reset of the Australian-Fiji relationship during which Prime Minister Scott Morrison's historic trip to Fiji in January really set things off, where sports played a prominent role.
That's right. It could even be argued that sports, and in particular rugby, played a major part in Australia and Fiji being able to move on from past tensions in the bilateral relationship. The Prime Ministers of both countries are devoted rugby fans. For Scott Morrison, it's Rugby League, and for Frank Bainimarama, Rugby Union Sevens. Under the new Vuvale, or family relationship, that they agreed to in January, Australia agreed to support the travel costs of a Fijian team entering a rugby league competition in New South Wales, and also to help the Fijian netball team prepare for the World Cup in the UK later this year. So it's within that context that Fiji's High Commissioner to Australia, Luke Danivalu, gathered some prominent Fijian Australian sporting stars at Brisbane's iconic Lang Park Stadium. Also there was Australia's Assistant Minister for the Pacific, Anne Rustin, who took a small break from the federal election campaign. High Commissioner Danivalu says the aim of the meeting was to continue the discussion about how sport can strengthen both people-to-people links between the two countries and strengthen communities in Fiji.
We are committed to working together as family to strengthen our bond, grow our partnership, embrace new opportunities, and of course, address common challenges. In essence, family, Vuvale, means my home is your home, and your problem becomes my problem. And so we want to create that special bond under the Vuvale partnership through sports.
That is Fiji's High Commissioner to Australia, Luke Danivalu. So, Liam, who were the sports stars also at this gathering, and what did they have to say about the impact they think sport can have?
Well, there were several Fiji and Australian sporting stars, a few former greats and one up-and-comer. While High Commissioner Danivalu and Senator Rustin spoke about how sport can be harnessed to improve relations between countries, the athletes focused on how sport can change lives. At the gathering was former Wallaby Illy, the human skewer Tambua, who's now working to develop rugby union in Solomon Islands. Rugby league legend Petro Thivanathiva, who was responsible for plenty of memorable moments at Lang Park during his time with the Brisbane Broncos and the Queensland State of Origin side. He now runs his own foundation in Fiji, which uses sport to provide opportunities for young people to achieve their potential. Thivanathiva told the gathering his own story is an example of how sport can change lives.
My father was a young and up-and-coming rugby union second row in Fiji, who in 1976, the year of my birth, received the opportunity of a lifetime to play club rugby here in Brisbane. His decision to migrate from Suva with my mum and I provided me the best of opportunities that only Australia can provide, especially in education and in sport.
Also there was 23-year-old Sarah Nangama, who plays for the New South Wales Waratahs in the Super W rugby competition and who's just been drafted into the Wallaroos. She recalled the words of a former coach to sum up the impact sport can have.
And he said to you, this might just look like a ball, but this ball right here, it draws crowds, thousands of people into a stadium, it changes the trajectory of so many people's lives and gives people the opportunity to do things that only some can say they can do.
So there were plenty of inspirational stories. The challenge now is how to translate that into practical action under Australia's sports diplomacy programs that will meaningfully improve lives and the relationship with Fiji and other Pacific nations.